Delta 5, November Zulu Charlie, South Lake.
Yeah.
mile an hour. Alpha 5, Tango Quebec Sierra in the colony. 35 MVO, Kilo Delta 5, Mike Victor Ocean.
Yeah.
it's higher in my year than all of us, and that would be the net manager. The net manager ensures there's an NCS and enough operators to fit the bill so we can meet muster. And the net manager's job is to ensure that those operators get a chance to rotate out, so we don't have a single net control trying to pull the wagon for, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours should the situation continue that long. Because that can, and more often than not, does lead to burnout, and when you get tired, it tends to lead to mistakes, and that's just not a good thing.
K-R-E-S, net.
Dropping back down into the liaison stations, they're there for a purpose. They're there to offload stuff from the net control. You can't have net control doing any last thing in the net because that's just impossible. It's not very efficient. Just to give a quick example, say you've got a guy, we've got a simulated emergency or a real emergency, and we have some people at a Red Cross shelter, and phone lines are out, cell phones are dead, and all these people are trying to connect with their loved ones outside of the disaster impact area and let them know they're okay, and then you'd either tell them, you know, hey, can you send food for Fluffy or towels, or, you know, blankets, you know, stuff of that nature to the loved ones and family that are, family members outside of the impact zone. That's when you'd have a Red Cross rep that'd be out there, or somebody manning the Red Cross radios at whichever disaster shelter was set up, and passing NTS formatted traffic through the net, plus being directed off frequency to do that. That way the net can, on its dedicated frequency, continue on and do other stuff while the other traffic's going off someplace else. Exactly as it's named, handle
RESNET.
Delta 5 GM, net control for the Dent County Air. Progress.
Session with the assistant AECs, we will be planning on doing most likely in February or early March before storm season, a simulated drill that is just amateur radio. I would like to be able to employ multiple voice bands, and I say multiple, probably two, possibly three, in addition to packet and APRS. I will have more information on the ARRI-specific drill in early 2005, later down the road, after we have our desktop session. This is KC5GOI, back to NIP.
Okay, thank you very much, Scott. Appreciate that, and appreciate you clearing properly as well. N5DVS, any comments?
N5DVS, no real comments, Jay. Appreciate the net, and by the way, you can stick me in as an American Red Cross liaison if you need to. I have done communication work with them on our drill. N5DVS.
Okay, thank you for taking that liaison slot, Bill. KB5YLE, good evening, Larry. Any comments?
KB5YLE, no comment, Jay.
Thank you. KG6LE, good evening, Don. Any comments?
Yeah, good evening, Jay. KG6LE. Yeah, a couple of comments here. Of course, the newsletter will be coming out later this week, so if you have anything for the newsletter, send it to me. And I'll probably need that by about 10 o'clock in the morning. Tomorrow's the big push to produce it, so won't be any room or any time left after about 10 o'clock tomorrow to put anything in. So shoot me something via email if you have something for sale or announcement or anything like that. So coming up on the deadline there. Second item, pagers. Guy sent out two pages that I know of for this afternoon, so if you think you're on the pager list for ARRI's pages and did not receive at least one page this afternoon, email me and we'll figure that out and get you corrected or whatever needs to be done to the database so we can get your pages to you in the future. So if you think you're listed and you did not receive at least two pages today, or at least one, let's put it that way, go ahead and email me. Stand by. Okay, any pager problems, go ahead and shoot them to me via email, and my email address is my call sign, and it's Kilo Golf 6 Lima Echo at Echo Victor Numeral 1 dot net. Shoot me an email at that address. I'll repeat it one more time. Kilo Golf 6 Lima Echo at Echo Victor Numeral 1 dot net. And if there's any additions to those items, just let me know via email. Thank you very much, Jay. Appreciate your doing the net tonight. KG6LE.
Thank you very much, Don, and I will be blasting you two or three items for the newsletter tonight. I got the agenda, the president's podium, and I've also done a few of course there. Good filler anyway. Appreciate it. KD5IMX. Go ahead and give me your location and any comments. India, Mike X-Ray, are you there? Well, no, moving on. KD5NZC, good evening, John. Thanks for taking our current liaison slot. Any comments?
No comments at this time, Jay. KD5NZC, back to that.
Good evening. Any comments?
Good evening, Jay of the Net. This is K5JRN. There is some information on the ARRL website concerning the 60-meter band, which is now being emphasized more heavily for disaster communications. And I do have my packet station up and running on 145.01, as well as the APRS station on 144.39. K5JRN, back to net.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Thank you. Let's see here. NQ5X, good evening. Any comments?
Yeah, this is NQ5X. Good evening, Jay and Annette. I didn't realize you were looking for a CAP liaison at the time, but I just want to let you know that I am an official emergency station for Civil Air Patrol for the Benton and Collin County areas. And I'll just go ahead and email you that stuff, and wouldn't mind picking up a liaison every now and then. That's all I got. Over.
Okay. Thanks for taking that. And I think that is a good liaison out as well for potentially a Mars liaison. Go ahead and clear your station.
Okay, very good. This is NQ5X clear.
Thank you. K5KDA. Good evening, Devon. Any comments?
KDA, you're enjoying the night as always. A little bit more each time. That's about all I've got. K5KDA.
Okay, thank you very much. KD5UKD. Good evening, Mikey. Any traffic?
KD5UKT. I have a packet station up on 145.01 also. Sitting here, it has an inside antenna, so I don't have much range. Maybe just here in Benton proper. Very informative net tonight. Guy, you need to go ahead and put me down for one of the net control stations. I'll get back to you after you get some more information. That's everything I've got. KB5UKT, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Mikey. Appreciate you clearing, clearing properly, excuse me. KE5ANR, good evening. Any comments?
Good evening, this is KE5ANR. Yes, I enjoyed the training session, and just to let you know that I am planning probably in another week or so setting up a packet station here in Double Oak at my home, and working with the club on getting that set up. So I plan to have a packet station in the next little while. So this is KE5ANR, clear and back to net.
Thank you very much. N5MUK. Any comments?
No comments. N5MUK.
Thank you for checking in. KD5JRN. Any comments?
K5JRN recheck.
K5JRN.
Jay, I think you had me down twice. I may have accidentally checked in twice. Did not hear you call me the first time. It's K5JRN, back to net control.
Alright, I think that's exactly what happened. Thank you. I got a station there. I think it was something ending in Tango Kilo Uniform.
Yes, sir. This is Whiskey Alpha by Tango Kilo Uniform. Good night. And back to Mexico.
Okay, thank you. What is your location?
Currently, I'm at HN.
Okay,
I'm at my TTH here southwest of Bolivar.
I was just about to lap for the rain clips off after a day's work, and crisp, well delivered. I appreciate that. And to Guy, I will also probably be volunteering as an night patrol, although not necessarily a fast responder due to my QTH, both home and work. This is KD5IBJ, back to the net.
Okay, thank you. KE5AT, good evening, Stuart. Any comments? KE5AT from W5GM, is that on frequency? W5GM, Net Control, Denton County Air Use Training Net, now in session. Alright, moving on, W5WRT, good evening, any comments? Whiskey 5, Whiskey Romeo Tango, in flybound, are you still there?
W5WRF Whiskey Romeo Foxtrot.
Okay, got it corrected. Sorry about that. W5WRF in flyer mount. Good evening. Any comments?
Good evening. Don't have any comments. Learned a little bit. W5WRF back to net control.
India, Quebec, Mike, and
I don't know if
it's good
net. Hey, this is a good reason we closed down these notes with Tom. Give me a chance to make sure I get the calls right. Thank you. Appreciate checking in. KD5MNO, Mike, November, Oscar. Good evening, Greg. Any comments?
Of course, as always, but to everybody's relief, it's less than one page. One, I did not get any pages via my new cell phone. I do have two packet stations, or the equipment for two packet stations that need to get them up and running. I'm curious for how many check-ins we had tonight and the real meaty one. During a real net, it is very well advised to not use Q codes such as QTH, QSL, QSY, or any other ham radio lingo, as non-hams will not understand what we are saying. It is more advisable to try to stick with common everyday language. And that's about all I have. KD5MNO, back to that.
Charlie Delta Quebec, are you still on frequency?
A-R-E-S.